Quickly, today in history, in 1940, Winston Churchill's This Was Their Finest Hour speech urging perseverance during the Battle of Britain was delivered to the British House of Commons. Now, we weren't there, but just imagine for a second if we were. What might Churchill have sounded like?
The hits of the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for a thousand years. Men will still say, this was their finest hour.
Yeah, I think something like that, probably. And finally, it is June 18th, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, God never compares what he creates, Galatians 6:4. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. Goff says, we're born into a world of comparison. We're asked whether we prefer the ocean or the mountains, chocolate or vanilla ice cream, tea or coffee, mild or spicy. We compare prices at the grocery store and football players on fantasy sports teams. We compare sermons and singers and writers. It's hard to imagine a world where one thing isn't better than another. But Goff says God doesn't compare what he creates. Sure, we all have preferences, and there's nothing wrong with that. There was a time when Jesus' disciples got into an argument about which of them was the greatest. And do you know how Jesus responded? He pulled a child onto his lap saying, whoever welcomes children welcomes him. Greatness wasn't rated on strength, wealth, or intelligence. Jesus said it was about humility and a childlike faith. He ushered in an entirely new set of rules. He said if we wanted to be great in his kingdom, we needed to be servants. If we wanted to be rich in him, we'd identify with the poor. It's hard to believe we don't have to be better than the person next to us in order to please God. Jesus said, however, he's impressed when we serve the people around us and lift their interests above ours. This is how things work with God. He's not looking at all of us like we're in a horse race to see who's in front. God looks at us and sees his son, Jesus. He says we're perfect because of him, and there's enough love to go around. Finally, last paragraph, Bob Goff says, he loves each of us like we're his favorite ice cream. He loves us like the mountains and the beach. He doesn't need us to be the same. We can stop trying to jockey with each other for position and instead stand shoulder to shoulder, knowing God's eternal love is poured out in equal measure to everyone. Today's question, who are you tempted to compare yourself to?
Tuesday trivia became Win It Wednesday becomes Try It Again Thursday. Your chance to win two full Event One Fest tickets plus parking courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants and Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. Our question, over half of us have done what? Over half of us have done this. We'll recap the clues, give you a new one as well. Number to dial, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Over half of us have done this, done what? Now, first two clues, over half of adults, so eliminate the kids, over half of adults have done this. And then the next clue, over half of adults have had this mental lapse. Over half of adults have had this mental lapse. And now, how about we add a third clue to the mix?
Yeah, the third clue is a public place.
All right, public place. So over half of adults have had this mental lapse. And this is something that would happen in public, in a public place.
Right.
Right? 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
Now, let me ask you an in-house question, because you were working the board yesterday. So the outer phone number two is
yes.
What we're using? Okay. And so I didn't know if the position... All right. Well, let's... Because we usually use number one. Let's see if this works. Is it Vicky in Eau Claire?
It is.
All right, Vicky, you're on with us. You're the first one to guess. You're good at batting leadoff. What do you got for us today?
Losing your car in a parking lot.
Losing your car in a parking lot. Over half of us have done this. Is it forgetting your car in a parking lot? Have you done that, Alvo?
You know, it has. I mean, right? You get the older you get, you're more like, where did I park? And I need some kind of a reminder or something. But...
Yeah. Yes, I've done that. And you've done it too, apparently, Vicky, because you got it right. You win.
Thank you so much.
You've been trying and trying and trying, Vicky. Way to go.
How in the world did you solve that so fast today?
I thought of it last night, so I wrote it down.
Good idea, so you wouldn't forget.
Didn't even need the clue. You got
exactly.
It. Yeah, it's losing your car in a parking space.
Yeah.
Forgetting where you parked, and
I just did that the other day.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. That mental lapse on your part helped you remember from last night to this morning, and now you win your way into One Fest.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
All right, she's very excited, and understandably so. And again, thanks so much to Dee and A&W's in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. Enjoy some A&W as you go to and from One Fest.
Well, these days it's really popular, I think, on social media, red flags, green flags. And a lot of these things are related to relationships, right? It's like, oh, man, he always opens the door. He's courteous. Definitely yeah. green flag, that sort of a thing.
Right.
So this is automatic green flags when you visit someone's home.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So, for instance, a green flag would be, wow, they have a clean toilet. Nice.
There you go.
Impressive.
Happy pets.
That's nice. How about lots of plants, especially healthy ones?
I feel like this is already creating impossible standards. Who can keep their plants alive? Automatic green flags when you visit someone's home. This is a longer one. A tray of paper hand towels, this person says, in bathrooms, like what you see in really nice restaurant bathrooms. I don't want to dry my hands on a cloth towel that's been hanging there for how long? That seems really like a demanding guest, but there you go. If you want to serve your guests, tray of paper hand towels.
You know, I think that could be a quandary, though. Sometimes you go out and maybe all you wash your hands and all that's accessible is like a leftover bath towel.
So right.
What do you do with that? Which, by the way, if I could just back up one with hats off to my wife, my amazing wife. Like we have so many plants. And trust me, it is all her. It is all her. Another one that's a green flag is books.
There you go.
So there we go. Yeah.
For sure. Automatic green flags when you visit someone's home. So again, info from folks somewhere on the internet. Pets in the home, but no pet smells. That is easier said than done.
We lost our second ferret, Gizmo, recently, and that has maybe improved that because there was always that ferret linger, if you will. Another one is a good smell the second you walk in. Not air freshener trying too hard, just a clean house smell.
I remember when we were selling our home, it's one of those things that's like, hey, before someone comes to your open house or your visit, like, bake some bread or something like
some
that
cookies,
in the home.
Yeah, some
there you go.
Chip cookies.
A couple more here. Automatic green flags when you visit someone's home. Info from random folks on the internet. Someone says family photos actually displayed. You walk into my parents' house, you see photos all over the place of us as we grew up.
They say coasters out and used, I guess.
Yeah. Dog or cat toys put away in a basket instead of scattered everywhere.
And that they offer you, you know, can I get you something to drink, you know, within 30 seconds of walking in. Good hospitality.
There you go. So, again, maybe some things to aspire, strive to when being a good host or hostess. Automatic green flags when you visit someone's home.
We can learn from that. American Airlines is temporarily suspending 6 routes in response to rising jet fuel prices.
Now, on the bright side, that's 6 fewer chances to sit on the tarmac for 3 hours.
Yay.
Yes, gas prices are still high.
With every fill up, the gas stations are now offering free grief counseling.
Andy.
After laying off 8,000 employees, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has told his employees to start having fun again.
And nothing says fun like an icebreaker where half the seats are empty.
Yeah.
Drastic measures are being taken to remove green algae that is filling the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool.
Yeah, the algae wants to remain and has now hired a lobbying firm.
See how that works out.
A study found that dogs have the inborn ability to sense the mental state of humans. Essentially, they can mind read their owners and adjust their behavior accordingly.
Now, researchers discovered that cats also have this ability. They just don't care.
I believe it.
Americans are now reading less than 19 minutes a day.
And even most of that is Instagram captions.
Indeed.
And finally, Father's Day is coming.
I'm splurging and giving my dad a gallon of gas.
Wow.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. And Holly is one of the great sponsors, just a veritable army of sponsors that we've had this year. Such a great outpouring of support for our We've Got Your Back campaign. And multiple prongs of our We've Got Your Back campaign. Of course, we're asking you to continue to help us with handwritten notes, pictures, drawings, that personal touch for the 100 care packages we'll be sending out to our active duty Wisconsin military. But the other prong of this that we really need your help with is tomorrow. And you can even help us get a head start today. It's the one-day challenge. And so this one day is to benefit 2 local veteran service organizations, Vets Fighting for Vets and Pause for a Cause. They serve those who've given and sacrificed so much for our country. Thanks to Holly and so many of those sponsors that you've been hearing, we'll begin the day with $1,000 for each of those 2 nonprofits. And then we're asking you to help us grow that fund as big as possible in just one day. Thank you so much to our presenting sponsor, Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC, sponsoring We've Got Your Back year after year. Special thanks again to Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, Superior Sealers, Avenue Orchard, and Metropolis Resort and Action City. Everything given tomorrow will be divided equally between Vets Fighting for Vets and Pause for a Cause, vital local organizations. They meet the needs of veterans. together we can show them the love of Christ. So we're asking you to help us tomorrow, but as some have already responded, we're saying we always appreciate the boost, the leg up. You could go right now to WWIB.com so you don't forget, get distracted, go off for weekend plans, etc. Right now at the top of the page, WWIB.com, that red bar. We want to double and then, Lord willing, triple or even go beyond that, that $2,000 total that we already have in the fund. And over $300 Halvo has been given so far. Folks can go to WWIB.com and right at the top of the page, it takes you, we always say, 2 minutes or less to give a gift, as generous as you can be.
Absolutely. And think of this. This is not a week like we take for some other fundraising efforts in April or August. A day. This is like a sprint. We think in terms of sports metaphors on this show. So, again, here's a little bit more from one of the organizations.
I'm Jill Gangler. I'm the president of Chippewa Manor Corp and the administrator at Chippewa Manor Nursing and Rehab. Our goal initially was to raise enough money to place one dog with one vet, and that cost all in is $25,000, and we're very close to meeting that goal. So we've upped our goal to $50,000 in hopes of placing two dogs locally. So that cost covers the breeding, the training, the raising of the dog, and the placement and ongoing care and services for the dog once placed with a vet. The funds are tax deductible, and 100% of the funds we raise are going to Patriot Canines for this specific fundraising effort. So that means all the administrative costs of the campaign are being covered by Chippewa Manor.
That's huge.
It really is. And again, that $25,000 for a fully trained certified service dog for a veteran in need. And if you've been hearing throughout this week as we've talked heard more from Patriot Canines. I believe they're based out of Wausau, and that's who Chippewa Manor is partnering with. They do some incredible things as well, too, using inmates to give them a life skill, a marketable skill, a way to give back, using those inmates at the Red Flint Correctional Facility to start off the training. And what's really cool, some of these inmates then have that skill later on because they are able to train service dogs. But again, that's where it starts, and then it goes beyond that. These are highly, highly trained service dogs. Again, selective breeding, etc. That's why the cost, the price tag is high for this. But is there any price tag that is too high for our veterans? And so we're saying, would you respond? It's been amazing to see the people who've been responding to the Pause for a Cause campaign already, and Lord willing, doubling what they initially set out to do by providing one service dog to a local veteran in need. Now, Lord willing, providing two. And that is one of the two organizations, Pause for a Cause and then Vets Fighting for Vets, that we want to serve tomorrow or even right now, right here at WWIB.com, if you're willing to give a gift. And so we're just asking you, again, to be as generous as you possibly can to collectively, can we put our money where our mouth is?
The two organizations talk about Pause for a Cause. The other we're familiar with. All 3 years we've been doing the one-day challenge. Tony Faulkner, Vets Fighting for Vets. Here's Tony.
When veterans come home, we get scattered. No matter what era of veteran you are, you can speak to another veteran and have the same lingo and mentality. It kind of brings them all together. And that's what we wanted to really do, was bring veterans together to know that it's just not them in the civilian population. We're really good at camouflaging, both physically and mentally. I think mentally we're a lot better at camouflaging a lot of pain. And when we do that, because we just drive on and get the mission done, and this is one thing where we can open up together and there's no judgment with the veterans, and they can kind of come together and connect on past experiences, what they're doing, and gives them that battle buddy realization again.
Well, Caleb, I've been wrestling with the Lord all week on this, and so because I'm a fan of Monk, I like round numbers, and I'm going to go with make that 180, get it up to 500. So
you know, that's funny. I was just thinking, it's like, I'd love to put a challenge out there.
Yeah.
Could we reach that first $500 mm-hmm. before the end of the show today, just trying to get a little extra boost? But now if you're committing to do that,
I'm going
to
do that.
Maybe there's somebody else out there or a couple people who could match that, who could say, hey, I'll help you get even beyond that first $500 now that we're there. Could we even get to the first $1,000 in the last five-ish minutes here of the show? WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Maybe you can give 20 or 50 or 100. Maybe you can give 10. Maybe you can give 1,000. But WWIB.com, maybe we could see, again, even the first $1,000 raised as we tried to make that initial $2,000 matching challenge go as far as possible with the one-day challenge tomorrow. I'm trying to give ourselves a little head start. Yeah. As a lot of people get out for the weekend on Fridays. And so we're saying, hey, maybe that's you right now saying, I will forget this if I don't do it now. Maybe you could do it right now at WWIB.com. Top of the page. Take 2 minutes to help.